Report on Teton Conference, address by beloved Saint Germain, July 1953. In commendation of a group of students who had gathered in their sanctuary immediately preceding the half-yearly council meeting held in the Rocky Mountain Retreat, this group offered their energies in full, conscious cooperation with the endeavor of the Great White Brotherhood to secure dispensations and spiritual grants from the Great Karmic Board to raise and bless the planet Earth and all life upon it. Do you know, beloved ones, 70,000 years does not seem such a long time. The reference to 70,000 year civilization, see Unveiled Mysteries. It is wiped out by the successful accomplishment of our united endeavors. Do you remember, my beloved friends, you, who were the priests and priestesses of that civilization, which was an era of such great mercy and peace, how we, together with our other heart friends, sat together many a time and pledged each other to endure? Now, through the power of light within your hearts, you have passed through the shadows and imperfections of the long centuries that lie between. It was this remembrance that gave me hope through the centuries as the Maya of human creation parted us temporarily, but yet was not dense enough to extinguish the light in your hearts during the long journey and through the changing events of your various lives. As I look into your hearts and see the tremendous accomplishment of your lives, I rejoice again that you are the guardians of the perfection that will presently come forth and endure for all eternity. Ah, the magnificent accomplishment of your service in decrees should bring a feeling of gratitude and joy to your hearts as it does to mine. For I have invested my faith, my hope, and my ultimate success in you, and you have not been found wanting. The attention of the students and the power of their decrees have made a great highway of light into the heart of the Great Teton Mountain, where our half-yearly council is now in progress, accentuating the track made by the transmission of the flame and justifying our request for a definite focus of light to be established in the Western world for the benefit of the race, and it makes me happy to tell you that our request has been granted. The great lords of karma entered the vast audience chamber and took their wonted places prior to their scheduled time, so that they, too, might witness the fidelity and the light that lies within the hearts of unascended beings, and which proved to be a determining factor later in the granting of petitions presented for their consideration. How shall I describe to you the exquisite grace and beauty of the spokesman of the Karmic Board, Kuan Yin, as she walked majestically to her throne, her beautiful train of purple velvet, 9 feet in length, upheld by a group of the angels of mercy? How shall I describe the beauty and perfection of the great Lord Michael and the beloved Micah, or the dazzling appearance of the messenger from the great central sun who stood between them on the platform? I believe that you can feel the sense of beauty and magnificence of this mighty council, because you have often witnessed it in the hours while your physical body slept, the members of which gather to weigh the petitions made by the brothers and sisters of the various retreats, as well as those of the mankind of Earth who are conscious of the activities of the Great White Brotherhood. One can sense the surprise and pleasure of these great beings, and who have gathered here on witnessing the unusual occurrence of an assembly of ascended beings and a group of consciously aware unascended beings working simultaneously for the good of the whole, all together rendering an unprecedented service to life. Oh, magnificent, magnificent indeed is such an accomplishment! How shall I describe to you the great multitudes gather in the vicinity of the mountain, or the beloved Serapis and Lord Maitreya, with the 200,000 blessed life streams rising tier after tier into the atmosphere above the retreat, all of the discarnates have gathered here again, even those in the lower astral realms. The elemental and nature kingdoms are represented by the great shining divas. The members of the angelic host stand in the atmosphere awaiting the word of their leaders to carry the radiation to the four corners of the earth. All work together in the name of mercy and love, and all wear on their robes either bands or ribbons of purple, significant of the violet flame of mercy and forgiveness. Magnificent is your accomplishment, and joyous is my heart for you, my beloved ones. You are my chelas, my children, my friends. Here before the great lords of life, it is made apparent that unascended beings love life enough to invest the energy of their life streams in calling for the redemption of their brothers. The great, impassive, and impersonal one stood in acknowledgement of the sincerity of your lives as you offered your energy and petitions before the great karmic board. Oh, my beloved hearts, I shall bring to you with great happiness the result of your endeavors, for we see at last great numbers of unascended beings willing to forget personal pressure and discomfort in order to join the energy of their lives to follow a vision and make it a fact. From my heart, there shall go forth to those who are willing to become my associates enough of the great cosmic Christ mercy to bring this planet, which we all love, into balance, to remove from her body the shroud of misery, pain, and agony, and to let the song of freedom from the heart of all life join the music of the spheres. I thank you for the clarity of perception within your consciousnesses, which has enabled you to share a vision with me, one that I have held for more than 70,000 years. Since that day when we stood and raised the cup together and drank to the God of life that made us all, before we chose to walk each one on our separate paths following our individual stars, sometimes in sunshine, sometimes in shadow, but now to be united again in the service of brotherhood, brotherhood of ascended beings, of angels, of men, both incarnate and discarnate, of the members of the elemental kingdoms as well as the four-footed creatures, awaiting release into the full perfection of life. I am grateful for the manifestation you have made before life itself of man's love for God and his creation. I love you and I bless you. Saint Germain.